Good morning, dear Aurelians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to everyone else. Monday, 25th of December, cloudy morning here in Auroville, 24 degrees Celsius. Today we can expect pleasant with clouds and sunshine, and over the night mainly clear. Temperatures from low of 21 to high of 29 with heat index on 31 degrees Celsius. Northerly winds at 15 km per hour with occasional gusts on 24 km per hour. Moon is waxing crescent, illuminated on 46%. From the Resident Assembly Service, we have an outcome of the entry board. On 9th of December, the Auroville Council and the Working Committee completed the selection of the entry board. The new team was announced in news announced on December 16. And shortly after, one of the selected members of the entry board, Jean-François Pion, informs them that he would not be able to commit to the entry board for a full year and requests that another nominee be selected in his place. So on 15th of December, the Auroville Council and the Working Committee regrouped and jointly decided to select Ramarayana as a member of the entry board. Thus, the new entry board therefore consists of Alan, Dina, Joel, Mona, Rajendran, Ramarayana, Susmita, Uli, and Veronique. The two groups have met with the members of the new entry board and are currently working together towards next steps such as familiarizing the new team with the entry policy 2017, sharing the community feedback with the new members, getting the entry secretariat, the new entry board, the mentors, the aspiration team to meet with each other in order to enable a smooth transition. Anyhow, today is Christmas, so we are invited to Christmas celebration at Unity Pavilion going on from 2:30 p.m. onwards, and here's a short excerpt of interview with Jaya.
Shivaya and myself, we both are kind of Christmas lovers. Not the commercial side. I always loved, you know, the Christmas dancing, all the candles, the light. And you know, it's not a religious thing we are doing. Yes, these songs are, but it's the same thing like if we go to Diwali. It's not for the religious traditions in that sense, but somehow it's the beauty which is embodied in them.
Monday afternoon, starting probably around
2:30, yeah. Because children are coming to do stars.
Yeah, we've started
and,
the star cutting.
Yes, and we'll be sticking on the...
The food is part of it, and because it is Christmas, there has to be generosity. This is very, very important. It has to be plenty, and it has to be nice. So we cook this Swedish Christmas.
Yeah, it's a huge
porridge.
That Jaya takes that responsibility to do it. It's a big, huge
cake.
It's like a milk rice pudding.
Like a pudding,
and then we have this choco drink and some Christmas. We invite people to bring cookies and cakes.
Yes.
And then we get the lights. Yes. The Orissan lights goes up, which looks so beautiful.
Past Saturday, Dr. Alok Pandey, sponsored by SANTE, or Institute for Integral Health, talked at Sangam Hall in Savitri Bhavan on mental disorders on spiritual path. Here's a short excerpt.
Taking support from Sri Aurobindo's teaching that the body is an indispensable basis for the yoga, that it should not be neglected, and that, on the contrary, great care should be given to it, the physical consciousness concentrates almost exclusively on the body. This is practically impossible, for, with a very few exceptions, the more it is given, the more it demands. Besides, the physical being is ignorant and blind. It is full of false notions. Here she is speaking of her entire physical nature, earth nature. Preconceived ideas, prejudices and preferences. Indeed, it cannot deal effectively. Only the psychic consciousness has the knowledge and the insight needed to do the right thing in the right way. So she says, what is the remedy? For here we are going round in a vicious circle. If we get caught into this circle, there is no end to it. Since the whole trouble comes from drawing away from the psychic, and only the psychic can find the solution to the problems. There is consequently only one remedy. Be on your guard, hold fast to the psychic. Do not allow anything in your consciousness to slip in between your psychic and yourself. Close your ears and your understanding to all other suggestions.
tomorrow, 26th of December, at 4 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, International Zone Sharing with the community. Because the last session, the pavilion groups were able to present ongoing activities, but there was no time to present the CIRU, International Zone Core Team Overview on 2017, Savitri Bhavan, Habitat in the International Zone, and UNESCO Exhibition Report. So that will be going on tomorrow from 4 p.m. onward. And also tomorrow, 26th at 7:30 p.m. at Kripa in Kalabumi, Crystal Balls, Japanese folk and acoustic finer style singer and songwriter Ayumi Oeda with Brigo Sani. At Savitri Bhavan today at 6:30 p.m. there was Green Home, The Earth, Our Home is a Miracle and Beauty. And at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall we can see comedy drama Newton, made in India in 2017 by writer and director Amit Masurkar. The mother in the volume 15 wrote, "Two things you must never forget, Sri Aurobindo's compassion and the mother's love. And it is with these two things that you will go on fighting steadily, patiently, until the enemies are definitely routed and the victory is won forever. Courage outside, peace inside, and quiet unshakable trust in the Divine's grace." Thank you for listening us. We wish you a Merry Christmas if you celebrate Christmas, but anyhow, Christmas is a day of peace, light, love, compassion, and generosity. You can reach us at oraglradio.org.